Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, to start off, the justice reinvestment is currently being trialled in Bourke. Could you please explain what the plan consists of?
Sure. In Bourke, we are looking at how to reduce the rate of offending, particularly of young people, and reduce the rate of incarceration. So we're looking at across the whole life course of a child or a young person in Bourke, looking around issues of early childhood, education, health, including mental health, drug and alcohol use, and then employment, driver licensing. We're looking at all the data that impacts on children and young people in Bourke. And the community has now resolved to focus on three different areas, the first being early childhood, the second being the 8 to 18 age group, and the third being a men's strategy. So the men's strategy, one of its key focuses there is around domestic violence.
Now, in your experience, what are some of the factors that lead youth to crime, and how can this be addressed?
Look, you know, it's such a complex question, and the answer can so often be simplified, but that's why we're looking at the whole life course of a young person, because so many of those factors can play together to cause a young person to offend. So research tells us that strong support in the early years, you know, 0 to 4, is critical, and that those people who don't have a strong support system throughout those years are much more likely to offend as teenagers. Obviously, issues, immediate causative factors are things like mental health problems and drug and alcohol problems. But again, when you look at mental health and drug and alcohol, you're often looking back at early childhood trauma. So we really need to start with those early years and look at how a child develops, how a child's brain develops, how a child's family develops, and how it's able to support the child. And we need to consider how the whole of community is also able to engage with children and young people and support children and young people.
Now, you've already mentioned looking at the entire lifespan of a person. Is there anything else that makes this plan different and sets it apart from the existing release plans?
Well, yeah, so the existing release plan, you mean the government's recent announcement?
Yes.
Yeah, so what the government has announced is that it is setting targets around reducing reoffending rates and putting performance targets on prisons, so people leaving that particular prison are reoffending less. What it seems to be leaving out is what happens when that person returns to community, and how is that person then supported back into community? So what you might have is someone who's been in prison, they've received mental health services, and they come back to community, and those services are not linked back into community, let alone issues around housing, employment, other health issues. So what justice reinvestment fundamentally addresses is that you need to look at all the factors that are impacting on the likelihood of someone offending. So when someone's leaving prison and you're trying to address reoffending, you can't just have good pre-release programs and then a plan for probation and parole to supervise the offender. What you need to do is look at community capacity building. So what's the capacity of the whole community, the whole service sector, to address the needs of that person returning to community?
And just finally, do you think the proposed plans go far enough, or is more needed?
Well, I think more is needed, just in terms of what I was saying. We need to have a look urgently at the issue of Aboriginal overrepresentation in prisons. We know that Aboriginal people reoffend more than non-Aboriginal people. So let's start working with communities in terms of making them stronger, prepared for people who are returning to community from prison, so that they're not set up to fail, so that they have a real chance of making it and not returning to prison, as statistics are telling us that they are.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
My pleasure.